the rest of the story. Peggy Marsh had nothing but time. She'd always been so active, irrepressible, a feature writer for the Atlanta Journal. Her natural dynamism was forged into what one might expect of the consummate newspaper woman. But now, Peggy was 26. Her career in journalism appeared at an end. The beginning of this unhappy end had been nothing more than a broken ankle, but it refused to heal properly. And then crippling arthritis set in. That's right, at age 26. Peggy would gladly have accepted the role of housewife, but her painful ailment restricted her from most of the implicit chores, so here we have Peggy with nothing but time. How eventually she learned to fill the hours of her empty days is the rest of the story. As I say, it started with an ordinary broken ankle that somehow wouldn't heal. Then came the crippling arthritis. And the once lively newspaper woman Peggy Marsh was cast adrift from the career that she had loved. An understanding husband eased much of Peggy's pain, though he too felt helpless. Perhaps this was Peggy's opportunity to become a scholar, he suggested. And Peggy thought she would try that. She turned to the local library for solace. She read anything and everything, but still the void was not filled. All right, said Peggy's husband. She was a journalist, wasn't she? Why not write a book? Well, pretty young Peggy winced at the thought, and yet, for someone whose physical movement was so restricted, what else was there? After all, today may look dreary, but tomorrow is another day. This indomitable attitude of Peggy's became the theme of her new literary effort, Tomorrow is Another Day. And that was the title she chose for her book. With prematurely arthritic fingers pecking uncomfortably at the typewriter keyboard, she moved arduously through the text of her creation, Tomorrow is Another Day. Some days the discomfort was too great for typing. Those days she would read. But for weeks and months, this project was her life, her world, her private pilgrimage into a realm that she would never have explored otherwise. And the months became years, and after a decade had passed, Peggy's book was finished, and she read what she had written, and she despaired. She said, I know good writing, and this is not good writing. When a friend told a publisher's representative about Peggy's book, and the representative asked to see the manuscript, Peggy at first refused. Wasn't worth his time, she said. But her friend prevailed. Reluctantly, she allowed the publisher to read her book, and the world of literature was never, ever to be the same again. For the once-upon-a-time newspaper woman, cut short in her career by a broken ankle, confined to home by arthritis, the novelist by necessity, whose indomitable spirit spilled onto the pages of her one and only book. Her one and only book. She would live to triumph beyond her most extravagant dreams. Now you're going to recognize Peggy Marsh by her maiden name, Margaret Mitchell. And you're going to recognize the novel she called Tomorrow is Another Day by the name her publisher gave it. Gone with the Wind. And now you know the rest of the story.